The town of Saxonville Creek, usually a picture of tranquility, was gripped by an eerie silence. The night after the contentious election, a chill wind howled through the deserted streets, carrying whispers of fear. As darkness enveloped the town, a sense of dread settled over its inhabitants. One by one, people began to vanish. At first, it was the usual suspects, an eccentric old man who lived alone, the terrible teenager who disappeared into the woods frequently. But then the disappearances became more frequent, more terrifying. A respected teacher, a beloved grandmother, a young child, all gone without a trace. As the disappearances continued, a sinister figure emerged from the shadows, a tall, rickety old man with eyes that burned with an unnatural light. He was seen lurking in the alleyways, gliding silently through the fog. Some said he was a creature of the night, a malignant spirit summoned by the town's darkest secrets. Others whispered that he was a human, a twisted soul driven to madness by the bitter aftermath of the 2020 election. The townspeople, paralyzed by fear, huddled together with warmth and protection. They barricaded their homes, their hearts pounding with every creak and groan of the old houses. The air was thick with tension, the silence broken only by the growling wind and the distant cries of unseen creatures. As the night wore on, Roland and Angela, two of the brave souls from the group of townspeople, decided to confront the darkness. They had heard the whispers and the hushed conversations about the missing brown and black people around town, but dared to believe the worst. Armed with torches and a desperate hope, they ventured into the night, their footsteps echoing through the deserted streets. They followed the trail of missing, their courage faltering with every step. Deep in the heart of the woods, they found a hidden clearing. In the center of the clearing stood a towered, ancient oak tree, its curled branches reaching towards the sky. And beneath the tree, a chilling sight awaited them. A dark, swirling portal, pulsating with an otherworldly energy. As they approached the portal, the toxic figure emerged from the shadows. His eyes gleamed with malice, his voice a chilling whisper.
"You cannot stop what's coming," he hissed. "The darkness has claimed the town, and it will claim you all."
Angela's heart was pounding as she spoke in a voice as soft as autumn leaves.
"He took them, stolen from their homes, their families, and their futures. How could you take them?"
Her voice trembling. With a sudden surge of power, the figure lunged towards them with his claws outstretched. Roland and Angela scattered, their torches flickering in the face of the oncoming darkness. But as the figure closed in on them, a blinding light erupted from the portal. "The shadows," Roland shouted, with his voice laced with despair. Just then, a celestial being, bathed in radiant light, appeared before them, its powering eclipsing the darkness. With a single phrase, "We are not going back," the celestial being banished the figure to the depths of the portal. The darkness retreated, and the town was once again bathed in the soft glow of the moon. The missing returned, the unharmed, their memories of the night erased. The town of Saxonville was saved, but the fear lingered, a constant reminder of the darkness that lurked beneath the surface, that had not died, but only been covered up.